put it on the table, you might pineapple me. Before you pineapple me, though. Before.
Wait, my heart is so racing from what's his name?
I know, yeah.
Trail.
Okay.
We're not going to come to energy. You're going to pineapple me, though, because you said you don't like Geminis. I am a Gemini. So I want to hear why.
Okay, so it's just, are you into astrology?
I'm curious about it.
Okay, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you into astrology? Now, this guy, Elon, actually handled this. He handled this the right way in terms of this show. Because on this pineapple show, I mean, guys, listen. Listen, man. We know how the dating market is. Men are looking for a reason to qualify women. Women are looking for reasons to disqualify men. Right? And so it was a very interesting answer when she says, do you follow astrology? Are you into astrology? He actually handled it quite well by saying, yeah, I'm curious about it.
Stop the cap.
No, you're not, but that's okay. You have a very limited time to work with. And so, you know, they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure they don't get pineappled too soon. Let's continue.
Oh, our signs just don't mesh. Like, for example, I'm incredibly emotional and Geminis are really aloof.
I tend to be emotional, sweetheart. You're a woman. Women are emotional. It's so funny when women point out things about themselves, but the tone of voice they use leads us to believe that they feel it is somehow unique. Well, I'm a woman, but I'm emotional. I'm an emotional woman. Yeah, no shit. You're an emotion. You're a woman. You're supposed to be emotional. Well, I got to be honest with you. I have mood swings. You're a woman. You have mood swings.
And kind of like dismissive in terms of emotion. Y'all are like really life of the party. And I probably seem like I could be, but I'm not. I really like to chill and sit back and like really like I'm a homebody. I don't want to be like outside. And I feel like Geminis are really like, let's go. Let's do this and that, especially when they're young. So it's just crazy.
That's crazy because that's not like what you're describing as a Gemini is like really not me.
Something a Gemini would say. So
this dude just said, what you just described is not me. And then of course she says, well, that's something a Gemini might say. Oh my God. I swear to God, dude, this whole astrology thing, dude, honestly, guys, women don't believe in this astrology bullshit any more than we do. They use it to justify their behavior. Women use astrology to justify their bad decision making and to disqualify men. Well, our signs don't match, so sorry. Again, women are always looking for reasons to disqualify men, while we are looking for reasons to qualify women. And our signs don't match up. That is the lamest excuse I have ever heard, ever.
See, you ready to pineapple me already? See, looking.
No,
but for real, I mean, I think the one thing about Gemini is I think there is a duality to them, right? So I think
Jekyll and Hyde.
Right. So, you know, I'll be honest. Like, yeah, I do like to get.
Okay, so he has her attention. He has her attention, and if you notice her body language here, her eyes are wide open, right? Her eyes are wide open, which means she is paying attention, and you'll see her correct her hair here.
Right.
She corrected her hair. She pulled down. See. She floofed her hair. She pushed her hair to the back. The reason why women push their hair to the back is to expose more of their neck and face. This means they're feeling comfortable and attracted. Then she also pulls down her shirt to show more cleavage. Watch, this all happens very, very quickly, but these signs indicate that she is definitely sexually attracted to this dude. Watch.
A duality to him, right? So I think...
There's one.
Right.
Did you see it? There's two. Let's go back. She fixes her hair, exposes the right-hand side of her face, gives us more cleavage, and then puts her fingers in her mouth.
A duality to him, right?
Right here.
So, I think...
Jekyll and Hyde.
There's one.
Right. So,
two,
you know, I'll be honest. Like, yeah, I do like to get out. I do like...
And three. There it is. This is a face of a woman. This is a face of a woman who is sexually attracted to the man on the screen. She's wrapped with attention. She's leaning in.
Have fun. But I am very introverted at heart. I'm a huge homebody. Home is the most important place.
See how she's giving him the fuck me eyes? Watch. Watch how she gives him the fuck me eyes. Look. Check it out.
Watch. I am very introverted at heart. I'm a huge homebody. Home.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Home is the most important place on earth to me. I enjoy being home. I enjoy just kind of chilling out, relaxing. I like to, you know, go out and have fun. It's similar to you, just like kind of how you describe yourself. You're a homebody, but you travel all the time.
Yeah.
Whoops. Uh-oh. He called her out. He absolutely just called her out. Oops, sorry about that. Wrong screen. He just called her out. He says, you call yourself a homebody, but you travel all the time. Listen to this.
How you describe yourself. You're a homebody, but you travel all the time.
Uh-oh.
Gotcha, bitch.
There it is. There it is. Women, listen, women will say anything to men they're attracted to. This woman clearly knows that men, this woman clearly knows and understands that men of value, they don't want a woman who's traveling around the world all the goddamn time. She doesn't, they don't want women who are out and about and at parties. Of course she calls herself a homebody, but the dude just called her out on it. He was paying attention. He said, you call yourself a homebody, but you travel all the time. What's she going to say now?
Yeah, I do. I don't go out when I travel.
Stop the cap.
You don't go out when you travel, so you just stay in your hotel room? Get out of here.
Oh, look at it. Oh, we talking astrology in the comments. Okay.
You see that, guys? Did you see that? Watch how quickly she changes the subject. Dude just calls her out. Dude calls her out. What does she do? She immediately changes the topic. And again, this is the face of a woman who is most assuredly sexually attracted to the man she's talking to. Watch.
Similar to you, just like kind of how you describe yourself. You're a homebody, but you travel all the time.
Gotcha, bitch.
He got her. Now watch what she does. See, she's messing around with her necklace. These are all signs of attraction, gentlemen. Now watch. She'll shift gears. Now that she knows she's busted, she had to think of something to maybe cover up her tracks. Then she changes the subject. Well, I don't go out when I travel. Then why travel?
Yeah, I do. I don't go out when I travel.
Stop the cap.
Oh, look at it. Oh, we talking astrology in
there
the comments.
Is.
Okay.
Change the subject.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. Oh, you squeaked right in. Are you really 30?
No, 30. Because
you look really young.
She asked him how old he was. Women usually ask that up front when they're not attracted to a man. If he looks too old, too young, too ugly, to whatever the case may be. But she waited until now to ask how old he was because he came in guns blazing and she was clearly attracted to him. So she's like, okay, I'm starting to feel this guy. I wonder how old he is. This is what we call in the sales business, we call these buying questions, right? Buying questions are the questions that customers ask after you have given them enough information about the features and benefits, and now they're thinking about making a purchase. So they ask questions like, how much is it? Do you offer same-day delivery? What's the warranty? Things of that nature. She likes the fact that this dude calls her out on her BS. She likes that he's clearly a good-looking dude, although that Black Panther poster at the back of him looks a little crooked. I don't know if it's the angle of the camera, but she's clearly attracted to him. She's clearly attracted to him. And so now she's like, okay, I'm attracted to this guy. Let's find out more information. How old are you? That's a buying question. What do you do for a living? That's a buying question. Again, when these questions come later on in the conversation, these are buying questions. When they come early in the conversation, that's just a reason to disqualify you. Never forget this, guys. Never forget this. The timing of these questions is very important.
I'll take a little baby face, but no, I definitely am 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
She looks like she might be related to Michael Strahan, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't disagree that there is a duality. I think more so when Geminis are angered, that's the problem that I have. I think that there's a coldness. And you can't say that you're not at all a Gemini, because that would be too wild for me to even believe.
But no.
There's definitely a coldness to Geminis that cuts.
That she is clearly attracted to.
That's my little baby Pisces heart.
No.
Look at this. As she is describing the cold-heartedness of Geminis, Watch her body language as she's describing it. She's describing, oh, they're cold-hearted, but it doesn't sound like she's describing an attribute that is not attractive to her that she doesn't like. Watch how she, watch this.
Cuts my little baby Pisces heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Now let's watch this with the sound down. The best time to read body language is to watch this with the sound down. So I'm going to mute the sound until she gets the smile. Again, I will point out that she is talking about the fact that she doesn't like that Geminis are cold-hearted. But just watch her face. Look. There we go.
No, I mean, I definitely agree. I think, you know, with just me being honest about myself, there is definitely more of a, you know.
The tilting of the head, all of the attraction.
Times I can't be distant, right? But I think that is a little bit in everybody, right? Depending on the circumstances and situations that we may be in, that can make us.
Plumping of the lips, making sure her lipstick is still distributed evenly.
But I think at the end of the day, I'm a big believer in environment, right? I understand that the idea of nature, right? But I'm a big believer in environment, and the environments that you surround yourself in can mold you and sometimes can supersede.
He's feeding this girl chick crack. He's feeding this girl chick crack. Whether or not he believes what he's telling her is immaterial. He is speaking her language. He's definitely speaking her language. She's still got the fuck me eyes. She's still got the fuck me eyes. He still has her attention.
You know, who you may be, you know, at nature. So maybe at nature, as a Gemini, those qualities may fit me, but I think I've...
Man, she is checking for this dude. Watch her mouth. Watch her mouth as he continues to talk. Like, all of the attraction signs are there.
Watch, maybe watch at nature, as a Gemini, one, those qualities may...
Licks her lips and tilts her head to the side.
So maybe at nature, as a Gemini, those qualities may fit me, but I think I've, you know, worked to put myself in the right environment.
Secondhand truth just doxed my phone number. 1-800-SHE-FOTA-STREETS. Secondhand truth, if I didn't like you that much, I would time you out for doxing my phone number. Yes, that's my that is my cell phone number. 1-800 She photo streets.
She belongs to the streets.
1-800.
She belongs to the streets.
Real shit.
Environments to understand the negative aspects about myself and to work on those. So.
But you're enlightened.
Yeah. I guess you can say that.
Okay. So do you feel that one has a greater impact, nature versus nurture, over like the other?
I believe it's whatever you allow. Whatever you allow yourself to have that impact.
Oh, she's definitely intrigued. She's intrigued and she is starting to become aroused by him. When women start to become aroused by a man, they start to fidget. Sometimes they play with their hair. Sometimes they play with their earrings. Sometimes they play with their hands. Sometimes they put their hands in their mouth. Just watch.
Back in your life.
But you believe in nurture over nature?
No. I do. I believe.
This bitch has no idea what nature versus nurture means. She has no idea what it means.
Some people, you know, pass on themselves.
Look at this. Dude, look at this. Holy moly. Dude, guys, like this is... Guys, look, this is a master class on indicators of interest. Just watch her facial expressions as he talks.
Nature.
No. Yeah.
Over the mouth?
I do. I believe it's
there
what
it is.
You,
there's
I believe
one?
Some people, you know, cast one? On themselves. Oh, I came this way. I was born this way. Or I came from this. And they allow who their nature may
there's
be.
Another one?
To dictate their circumstance. So, but I do believe that I think we have power to create our own destiny and you know, live the life that we feel we deserve and we want.
This dude is speaking her language. Gentlemen, this is what we call in my community, the Sharpstream community, we call this HBCU game. We call this HBCU game. Now, what is HBCU game? Well, HBCU game is generally only run by dudes who are good looking. Dudes who are good looking or dudes who know that their target is attracted to them. This man knows that Alicia Marie is clearly attracted to him. He knows this. And so, basically, HBCU game is telling a bitch what she wants to hear. Telling a bitch what he wants to hear. This dude is fluent. This dude, Elon, he's fluent in bitch babble. He's fluent in bitch babble, and she's eating it up. She can't get enough. That's why she hasn't pineappled him yet.
And try to make the best out of life, no matter what cards were dealt, you know?
I agree. Ish.
What's the ish that you may have?
Every time I see an indicator of attraction, an IOA, you're going to hear this.
A deep conversation. I won't bore these people with the ish part.
You wouldn't bore me, though. You're talking to me right now.
No, I know. Okay. All right, Gemini. Spicy.
I'm interested. I want to hear.
I do believe that there is a lot of nature that goes into folks, but I do truly believe that there is like a predisposition that we come into the world with, whether it be, you know, genetically.
Okay, genetically fine, but everything after that.
And I believe in astrology. Not whole.
Look, man. This is all just bitch babbled. Yes, genetics have a strong indicator in terms of what your destiny could be. But here's the thing. Just taking it to a sports reference, Ryan Leaf was twice the athlete Peyton Manning was. He was twice the athlete. Ryan Leaf was bigger, faster, stronger. He's a better athlete, had a rocket arm. He was a bust. He's considered one of the biggest busts in NFL history. He was genetically preordained to be great at football. He clearly was not. The best athletes in the world don't all play professional sports, gentlemen. I think I heard on the radio today that someone said, and by the way, I know a lot of you guys are aware that a white boy won the slam dunk competition on Saturday night. Kid's been in the NBA for 10 minutes. He's been in the NBA for 10 minutes, but they decided to put him in the slam dunk competition because he's an excellent dunker. And so on sports radio today, and I've never heard this before, but this dude said, yeah, man, it's been known for a while that the best dunkers in the world don't play in the NBA. I was like, whoa. And this guy who actually plays for the Sixers now, I forget what his name is, Mac McCluskey or something like that. This dude was in the G League. This dude was in the G League a half an hour ago. 48 hours later, he's winning the slam dunk competition. He wasn't in the league. A white boy won the slam dunk competition. So the point is nothing is preordained. Genetics don't preordain anything. Your astrology sign doesn't preordain. Nothing preordains anything. Your life is what you make of it. And again, women subscribe to this. How do you say preordain in a prepositional way? Women buy into this preordination. It's probably not even a word. But women buy into this because they don't want to have to wrap their minds around the fact that they have to work for what they want. Yeah, Mac McClung. Thank you, Dio. Dude, the kid plays here in Philadelphia. I don't even know his goddamn name. But yeah, of course, women believe in destiny and preordained and blah, 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 because they just think things are just going to happen.
Holy. But I do believe like in natural science for sure. And
she's going back and forth.
I think that there's some.
She believes in Dre Raven, thank you. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to. Sorry. I got to take the L on that one. I'll take the L on that one. Yes. Women believe things that are predetermined. Predestiny, fate. Isidore Calderon back in the house. Good to see you. But then by the same token, she goes right back, oh, I believe in nature too.
Things that we just have to navigate in life. And I think there's like equal parts in a lot of instances. But I think there's some things that we just can't get away from genetically. So
what's your thoughts on the power of the mind though? You think the mind can kind of conquer whatever genetics or whatever cards that we may be dealt that are out of our control?
He's making her think. He's making her think. Whether she agrees with him or not is immaterial. He's making her think. When you make girls think like this, that's attractive.
Oh, I think that the mind in itself can conquer nearly anything.
Okay.
But not what's wired into our DNA. Okay. I also think that beyond...
If the mind can conquer what's in our DNA, Tom Brady is probably the worst genetic quarterback there ever was. He's got 7 Super Bowls. Yes, it can be mind over matter. I think what she's trying to do is she's trying to give herself permission to go fuck the bad boys. That's what it is. Remember our first conversation on the Pineapple Show? I told you that the mind can fix just about anything except for genetics. And you know, listen, the guy was genetically superior. Nature couldn't, you know, nature took its course. Fuck out of here.
So the mind is, there's a duality in mind that it's like both nature and nurture, right?
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
To make up the mind. And so you have such a impact from your surroundings and your nature growing up, and like how strong that mind is going to be, your access to resources. So there's so many things impacting. That's why I was like, this is so deep. I could get into it for hours, but I don't disagree with you. I think that it can be looked at from both perspectives.
For sure. No, I agree with that. So I think we're in line with that. I have another question about something you said earlier, specifically about kind of your views on America.
Okay.
I'm curious as to you feel like a very purpose-driven woman.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you have a lot of value to bring to communities in you know, developing communities.
Yeah.
Do you feel like...
Stop the cap.
No, you don't.
Your value can be used in a place or be purposeful in a place that may not be idealistic for you, but where you can, you know, help others develop and bring the ideas that you have to places that may not be idealistic.
Okay, I'm gonna...
So what's happening here, gentlemen? What's happening here, guys? This is a master class. This is another master class. He is making her qualify to him. What usually happens on these is she asks him all the questions. He has asked her 4 questions thus far. She's only really asked him 2. She's only really asked him 2, and one of them is, how old are you? He is in control of this conversation. It's just like the interviewee, the interviewer and the interviewee. Whoever is asking, and this is the case in any situation. This is on dates, the Pineapple Show, fresh, in any situation. Whoever is the person asking the questions, that is the person in control of the conversation. The person answering the questions is not in control. This dude is in total control of the conversation. And you know what? She likes it. She likes that a man has actually got the balls to ask her questions. Women like to qualify themselves to men no matter how much they want to deny it. And the reason for that is because they want to know that you're about your you-know-what. For once, she's talking to a guy that isn't afraid of her. For once, she's talking to a guy who does not appear to be intimidated by her beauty. And this is a clear example of a man who is making a woman qualify directly to him. She's asked him 2 questions, if that.
I try to talk through Keila on this one. So I'm a really huge believer in not my monkeys. And so what that means for...
In what?
Me is like, there's just some fights that aren't mine to fight. And I used to, when I was younger, or when I was, I don't even say younger, but when I was first entering into these spaces, I would want to take on every fight and every battle, and I would have such an incredible burnout. And
translation of the sign language, she had the need to be right. That's what she just said. Any woman who says, look, I now know that I have to pick my battles because I had to blah 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 and I got burned out, yeah, this is a woman. This is a woman who would browbeat you and argue with you until it was indirectly agreed upon by the both of you that she won, by either you telling her, okay, you're right, I give up, or you just finally shutting up. She just told you this in no uncertain terms.
Just like emotional pain, and I can't carry that. I can't. So if I can't, like, I have to pour into my own cup before I can pour into others. And there's just things that are so ingrained into the culture of America that I can't one person unravel. And you have so many people in your country doing really, really good work. and contributing to your own society, that like the work that I'm doing is very helpful here. People think Canada is like this beautiful, like friendly.
So she's Canadian? She's Canadian? That's interesting. Also, they just put up old girl's IG. So while they're talking, I'm going to look
this
up.
Kind place, and it's not. It's a perception that we have, like outwardly. So there's a lot of work to be done here also. So I wouldn't just say I'm going to America to save America. Like, that's for not
sure.
For me.
Yeah. So what about, like, you mentioned that there was a point in time that you did kind of split, you know, where living in Canada and living in the States.
Mm-hmm.
You did mention that you're not.
There it is. There's another one.
I'm really interested in Canadian guys.
I'm going to rewind this a little bit. I want to make sure I have her, Allie.Marie. Okay. All right. I've got her Instagram.
You did kind of split, you know, we're living in Canada and living in the States.
Mm-hmm.
You did mention that you're not really interested in.
Again, every time you hear the Mario coin, that is an indicator of attraction.
Canadian guys. So.
Men. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, guys, this is the fifth question in a row that he has asked. He is in complete control.
So do you...
Women don't like men who are controlling. They like men who are in control. That's why she is following his lead.
See yourself, if you meet a guy that you know, you all have a connection with, that maybe you could do that split?
If I'm going to be completely honest, I would never say never, but if I met somebody who was just so intent on me being the one to relocate to the U.S., I would not pursue that relationship.
Wait, what did you say? Hold up. Hang on a second. So what this guy is asking is, if you met an American man and you really liked him, would you relocate?
I would never say never, but if I met somebody who was just so intent on me being the one to relocate to the U.S., I would not pursue.
There it is. She said, I would never say never, but if somebody wanted me to relocate to the United States, I would say no. What that means is that she would for the right guy. She would for the right guy. Women, listen, man, anytime you ask women hypothetical questions, would you cook for a man? Would you clean for a man? Would you delete your IG for a man? Would you be feminine, submissive, et cetera, et cetera? When women answer these questions, they're thinking of a disembodied nobody. They're not thinking about the man that they're thinking about just regular guys. But for the right guy, listen, women will commit crimes for the right guy. She'll commit crimes for the right guy, man. Women talk all the time about what they won't do for a man. I won't do this, I won't do that, until they meet the right guy. That's why she prefaced her answer with, I'll never say never. She said, I'll never say never, but the answer is no. Translation, I'll do it for the right guy. So let's take a look at her Instagram. I think it's pretty YouTube friendly. But as you guys can see, just based on the first few photos, where does she belong, Devin?
She belongs to the streets.
That's exactly right. Clearly very attractive. She's very attractive. She understands that her smile contains that gap tooth. That's why she doesn't give toothy smiles. Oh, there's one. Clearly an attractive woman, but yeah, you can tell by pictures like this. So this woman says, this is so funny. So this woman just says she's a homebody, right? Oh, I'm a homebody. I like to be at home. I'm an introvert. Does this look like the profile of an introvert to you? Does this look like a homebody to you? I mean, dude, she's everywhere all the time. Let's take a look at these dates. Was that 4 weeks ago? All right, fair enough, 4 weeks ago. Let's look at the next picture and see how close it is to that one. That was 7 weeks ago. So she's traveled twice in a month. I'm assuming this is her place. I hate when Instagram does that. I'm assuming this is her place, so I'll give her the benefit of the doubt on that, but here she is on the beach. I wonder who's taking these pictures of her on the beach. You're someone's dream person, by the way. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, listen. Like most Western women, she is your typical rank and file Instagram thought. That's it. She's a yacht thought. Here she is trying to pose like she's a Muslim woman. There she is. Guys, she's everywhere all the time. This woman is not a homebody. This woman is a globetrotter. And we all know about women who are globetrotters. Oh, yeah, here she is in another exotic location. Let's see where this is at. Oh, yep, attic urban rooftop. Yep, there it is. I don't know where the hell that's at, but I know it's not in America. Oh, that's a cool, that's actually a cool Nipsey Hussle painting. Oh, wow. Wow. That's cool as shit, man. That is really cool. Yeah, so, you know, look, man, it never takes long. Oh, no, that's not a boat. Not a boat. Yeah, there we are. Yep, here we go. Yep, her on vacation. I wonder who's taking these photos. Wonder who's taking these photos. This dude is right to be asking her these questions. He's making her qualify to him. Let's continue. Oh, wait a minute. I just saw something. Here we go. Now, I noticed that there was a tattoo on her arm. Now we have double foot tattoos.
Oh, boy. She belongs to the streets.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right. Let's continue.
To that relationship.
For sure. You make that clear. But as far as splitting time, though, like, you know.
No, I'm definitely open to having, like, I would have a home in the U.S. Like, I would have a vacation home. But it would never be my, like, primary residence. I would never give up my health care. I wouldn't want to raise children.
See? Yep. She didn't want to give up her health care. I don't want to give up the free shit that I don't have to work for.
In the U.S. I wouldn't want...
I wouldn't want to raise children in the U.S. like Canada's any better.
Do you want more children?
I'm sorry. Did he ask her if she wants more children? So this woman is a single mother? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow. Single mom. That's it.
She belongs to the streets.
Devin says she belongs to the airport. Yeah, she does.
I'm not opposed to more children, but I would be married first. So I was, and before somebody tries to come in here talking about I'm demanding too much, I was engaged and it didn't work. And
really, why didn't it work?
So, and I started to see that married would work. But I don't want to have three kids, three baby dads. I do want to have a husband, if that was the case.
Well, sweetheart, you're going to have at least two kids by at least two different men if you have another kid. That's just how it is. Let's continue.
Over social.
Yeah.
Not to say I don't want my man to have a social life, but like I just like the strong, silent type.
Here we go. Overly so she doesn't like, so she likes the strong, silent type. She doesn't like men that are overly social. Translation, I like men who are attractive who don't flirt with other women.
I like intellectuals who can have deep conversations.
Stop the cap.
Who can challenge me.
Dude, this woman is as deep as a cereal bowl. Like intellectual conversations, dude, every bitch says she likes to have intellectual conversations. Guys, let me let you in on a little secret. Women don't like having intellectual conversations. You want to know why? Because that's not fun. Cyndi Lauper said way back in the 80s, girls just want to have fun. That hasn't changed in more than 40 years, y'all. I'm sorry. Girls just want to have fun, and intellectual conversations are not fun. Women say, well, I like to have intellectual conversations only because it makes them sound intellectual. This girl is as dumb as a lamppost. Fuck out of here.
Personality is just like, I would say also has to be funny.
Okay.
He puts creatine in everything he drinks.
Okay, guys, Alicia Marie, do
go to bed. Sorry?
Do you like him?
Yes, he's cute.
I appreciate you, gorgeous too.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, I know it's getting late. Maybe I can exchange some information with Melly and maybe we can connect.
You don't have Instagram, is that?
No, I don't do social.
Very nice. Very nice. He doesn't do social media, so you've got to give him your phone number. Here we go.
Okay. He can have my number. He does. He's on a wait.
Here we go.
You don't do socials?
I don't do social.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm going to try to find him on social media.
You can look, you can get the FBI, you won't find it.
Dude, no, look
so you
how
don't in, have
look how intrigued she is. This is so funny. So this
Facebook.
This right here, guys. This is a shit test. He said, I don't do social media, right? She gave him that look, and he's like, no, I don't do it. You can search. So she knows he ain't lying. Watch.
He puts Christine in everything he dreams.
Okay, guys. Alicia Marie, do
go to bed. Sorry?
Do you like him?
Yes, he's cute.
I appreciate you. Gorgeous, too.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, I know it's getting late. Maybe I can exchange some information with Melanie, and maybe we can connect.
You don't have Instagram, is that?
No, I don't do social.
Look, wait, no social? Well, how will I know what's real? Now watch.
Okay. He can have my number. Wait. You don't do socials?
I don't do social.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm going to try to find him on social media.
You can look, you can get the FBI, you won't find
look,
it.
Oh my God, no, look so at you the, don't dude, look at the twinkle in her eye.
Have Facebook.
I don't do any social media at all.
Okay. All right.
So I'll get
you. See, the reason why girls want your social media instead of giving you their phone number is because giving you their phone number, that's another level of commitment. Social media, they can just block you. They can just block you on social media. You can't find them. A number, when you have their number, that's a different story. Once you have their number, that's their number. Even if they block your number, there are so many ways to get around that. But again, he clearly intrigued her enough to the point to where she's like, you know what? This guy's a little different. He kind of puts me in my place. He doesn't buy into my bullshit. So yeah, I'll give him my phone number.
Keep my contact information over to Melanie, and then hopefully we can connect. We can continue our deep conversation.
Sounds good to me.
All right, cool. Nice to meet you. Nice to talk with you.
Nice to meet you.
Watch very closely.
It doesn't matter!
All right, my bad.
Knowing what I know now, much earlier. Yes.
Yeah, you're 33. Your eggs are fried. All right, what about...
Oh! He says, you're 33. Your eggs are fried. Now, we all had a good laugh of that. We all had a good laugh. Ah, your eggs are fried. The switch hitter to her left, our right, is like, oh, wait a minute. She's like,
oh, my God.
I can't believe he actually just said that to her. But now I'm going to turn the sound. Now I'm going to mute the sound, and we are only going to watch her. I want you guys to watch the deterioration. I want you to watch the deterioration of this girl's world in real time. In real time. This is the look of a woman. This is the look of a woman whose dreams have just been absolutely crushed. And it's the first time she's actually ever heard it out loud. Oops, sorry about that. Come on now. Just watch. Keep watching. Look at her. Watch. Uh-huh. Look, now she's... Look at this woman. Look at her face. She is... Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at this. She's not even talking. Look at this. Look at her. Dude, she looks like she's fighting back tears, y'all. Watch. She looks like she's fighting back tears. Look at this. She's not even listening. You know what she's doing now? She's contemplating all the sausage she took in her 20s. Myron told her straight up, your eggs are fried. And now she's thinking, oh my God, he's right. Look. Look at this. Look at her. Dude, this bitch look, honestly, let's rewind it a little bit. She looks like she's fighting back tears right here. Watch. Look at this. Look, 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 look. Watch this. Look at this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She looks like she's fighting back tears, y'all. She looks like she's fighting back tears, y'all. Myron absolutely smoked this girl. Oh, my God. Look at, dude, look at this. She can't even focus right now. All of her hopes and dreams have just been dashed with one sentence. Look. Incredible. Incredible. Look at this. Yes, the pain and regret. Just look. She's not even paying attention, guys. She, look, do you see this? She is thinking right now. She is thinking right now of all of the ill-advised decisions she made. Look at this. Mm-mm-mm. Look at this. Oh, my God. Look at her. Jesus fucking, oh, my God, dude. This woman's world has just been absolutely fucking destroyed. Look at her, guys. Look. She regrets everything. Look at this. Somebody needs to put her on self-deletion watch. Holy smokes. Yeah, she's having flashbacks. She's having flashbacks. See this? Look at this. Dude, she hasn't looked up. She's not looking around. No, right now she's reflecting. Right now she's reflecting. Mark LeBranch says she is taking accountability right now. Look at this. He absolutely smoked this broad. And she, I don't think she ever recovers. Look at this. She, dude, she, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And let's take a look. Let's keep watching. We're going to keep watching. Now watch. Let's keep watching. Watch. Watch. Look at her. Look at her. Unbelievable, dude. Wow. Wow. So, I've got some new... I've got some new material for you guys. A lot of you guys said that that was an instant KO. And I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I do not disagree with you. But let's rewind and get this in real time. Oops. Let's rewind this and get this in real time.
Some days I'm gonna wake up in a relationship with two.
Yeah, almost a shout out to y'all. Yeah, we got almost 14K. All right, so we got over 30,000 of you guys watching right now, man. Shout out to y'all.
So we're gonna watch him. We're gonna watch him smoke the switch hitter. Because he absolutely smoked her. But watch this.
We're being CNN. All right. If you knew the stats about your biological clock, older single boss babes, and menopause, what age would you get married / start a family? Myron, hit them with the facts.
No.
Well, I'll make it quick. By what age do you wish to be married? Boom. Shoot. 20, you're a lesbian. Who cares? 20.
All right. Well, you're a lesbian. Who cares? Woo! Got her. Now, here we go.
What about you?
It doesn't matter!
All right, my bad.
Knowing what I know now, much earlier. Much obviously. Earlier. Yes.
Yeah, you're 33. Your eggs are fried. All right.
Oh no! That's a wrap. That's a wrap. That is a wrap.
Oh,
oh,
no.
What is you want to be married by?
No, Don Flamingo, don't 30? Do it to her.
Okay.
Get it.
You're how old now?
Holy moly. 27.
You think you have more value now at 27 or 30 years old?
Absolutely smoked her. And now she is contemplating all of her life decisions.
Fuck what I teach you the game if I don't fuck with you, first of all.
Oh, because
I don't fuck with you. Why the fuck would I give you free game?
Oh, why are you so angry at
and
me?
It's not, I'm not angry at you. I'm just.
No,
I'm just
but you But obviously, it's not a, you
see, this is why we know she fucks niggas, because she's talking like this to a black girl. And white girls don't talk like this to black girls. White girls like this don't talk to black girls or talk like this to black girls if they ain't fucking with niggas.
You don't fuck with me, so why are you screaming? Angry?
Why are you screaming? Because I don't want to give you free game.
You know what?
We anyways, and OnlyFans,
OnlyFans isn't the only fucking thing I've ever done. I know about crypto. I know how to fix credits. I've done Airbnb. I've owned my own apartment, and I did Airbnb. It's a headache. I'm finding myself, and this is fucking temporary.
I've owned my own apartment too. That's
and y'all go fucking remember me.
So
my thing is, why are you so angry? Yeah. I'm not angry at all.
So you want to teach her the art of sucking cock?
Yo,
instigator.
I just find it very disrespectful that y'all make fun of somebody that has
cue the fucking waterworks. Here we go.
Disabilities. That shit is crazy to me.
What? Who the fuck is talking about people with disabilities?
First of all, I'm a nurse, so what are you saying? I work with kids with disabilities.
You fucking mad, first
wait,
of all.
Nurse?
You was jealous of me, bro. Like,
baby? I'm jealous of you.
You mad, you jealous
Jesus
of me.
Jesus Christ, no.
Yeah, when white girls tell black women, you mad, you jealous of me. Yep. Yes, sir. You better fucking believe it. You better fucking believe it. Oh, yeah, we already knew. We already knew. So she works with kids with disabilities. Nobody made fun of kids with disabilities.
Mad about what?
You mad.
Baby, what?
This is clearly projection. This is clearly projection. She knows that she's mad, so she's going to call the other woman mad. You mad. No, sweetie. You mad.
Stop the cap.
Mad about what?
And I'm not even crying because
I'm not even about to go into what I want to say for
I'm
real.
Because it's really sad the way all y'all think. Is very sad to me, and it's very sad that y'all can say that nobody wants a single mom.
None of y'all know.
Who has a kid here, bro? Who has a kid? My mom has a single mom, and I have a lovely
son. No. Who in this fucking table is a single mom?
Me.
You?
And I said I would.
And this is the only girl. This is the only girl that chooses.
Y'all, she's capping about why she's crying. She's capping about why she's crying. She's crying because she's upset. She's upset with old girl. She's upset with old girl that called her out on her bullshit. But now she wants to see her and pretend that she's crying about single moms. She's not a single mom. She's not a single mom. So why are you crying about them? Fuck out of here.
Because she fucking knows what it is to be a fucking singer.
Look. The bitch. Look, the bitch is about to hit McQueen. This is some funny shit. Look at this. Look at McQueen.
All right. So.
McQueen backed all the way up.
Yo, who has a kid? My mom has a single mom, and I have a lovely son.
No. Who in this fucking table is a single mom?
Watch this shit. Watch McQueen.
You?
And I said I would.
And this is the only girl. This is the only girl that right chooses now. Because she fucking knows what it is to be a fucking singer.
She's about to swing on him. She's about to swing on him for real. Watch. She's about to, this bitch is for real about to swing on McQueen, yo. Check this out. Watch.
Chooses because she fucking knows what it is to be a fucking singer.
Look at her hand. Oh my God. This nigga's stupid. Hold up, I'm gonna send this shit to Oh my God, I'm about to send this shit to McQueen right now. This is some funny ass shit. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. She looked like she really was going to swing on him. And now watch what he does.
All right. So
he's like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, what the fuck? Yo, McQueen is my guy. This is my guy. Oh my goodness.
I ain't gonna lie, Chris.
Please don't hit the guest. Here.
No one's saying that no one's gonna want you. We're just saying.
I haven't even
laughed.
It's unlikely.
Plenty of people will want you.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's gonna take a while.
Just don't understand. Not the majority, but there's gonna be one or two guys that they're gonna love.
Oh my God, that
type of way of the way she addressed the whole "I'm Caribbean and you're African and I'm gonna speak," like, I just kind of, it just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, yeah, it's not that deep. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't really understand why she left.
Caribbeans do that a lot to Africans, though. They think that they're better than Africans because they came.
It's very much the same, but there's a lot of tension in that respect. But I just feel like obviously, I like, bruh. At the end of the day, if you're really going to take that as like, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave, I mean, that's up to you, isn't it? And I think, and anyone watching, anyone that's ever watched a video with me, where I do the podcast with the girls, I call everyone bro. Everybody, bro. It's not especially being disrespectful to anyone.
I don't think you meant it like that. And I don't know. We're just going to move on.
I don't think
I mean, it is what it is.
But I think you should try and listen to people, though. I do think.
Let's not relitigate the whole thing.
I'm just saying, because obviously, two people.
Esther, you need to listen. You need to listen, okay? Okay, so we're going to close out the show. So, any final thoughts? Please, 30 seconds or less. And you can plug in your social media where they can find you, whatever.
And oh, by the way, this isn't the first time Esther and Pearl have crossed swords on the podcast. Like, this bitch kept pressing her luck.
So starting here and then go around.
Ooh, final thoughts. No, can we go start on this side? I need to think about
fine.
It.
Fine. Michael, do you want to start?
Big up to me. Nah, listen, King Rich is on YouTube. Go check out my channel. We've got podcasts over there. We've got shows, podcasts, reaction videos, everything. Yeah, go check out the channel. And what's my final thought? Maybe I should stop calling people bro, but, you know, it's just the way I speak. It's not on me trying to especially be disrespectful. If you take it disrespectfully, you know, sorry, innit? Like, but that's just how I speak, innit? Don't take it as a deep thing. I don't think I deserve to get sliced up for it, but, you know, that's what some people think, but it's cool, innit?
Good luck on the streets tonight.
Yeah.
Fucking Destiny, man. I swear to God, dude, Destiny is so easy to not like. And then he goes and says something like that. Like, say what you want about Destiny, man. He's a funny motherfucker when he wants to be. That's for sure.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, Destiny.
Yeah.
See, well done. I'm proud of you. That is a sideways dig. Okay, you knew you were wrong. I'm proud of you for doing the right thing.
Big ups to Pearl for hosting this great show. You can find me at youtube.com/destiny. That's all I got.
Pearl, stop saying, Esther, you need to listen. It actually is quite disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Stop doing that.
Everything's disrespectful these days.
But it is.
It's disrespectful.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. It's disrespectful to overtalk a host on someone else's show.
Okay, if I'm like, Pearl, I'm talking. You need to listen.
Esther, because you talk.
But Pearl, I'm talking. It's my time to talk. It's my time to talk. How does that feel?
You talk the whole time. Esther.
How does that feel? Esther, okay. Pearl, but it's my time. It's my turn to speak.
Okay, I'm going to give you no time. It's not nice. I'm going to give you no time. All right, your turn. Go. Go, your turn. Your turn. Okay, then get.
Stop. Esther.
She's like, see? And see, here's the thing. Pearl is, she really does have Job level patience, because first she's like, Esther, please stop, right? Esther was running off. Okay, all right, let's move on. Give you guys 30 seconds. Esther comes out. You shouldn't talk to me like that. So Pearl goes up the ladder. Okay, fine. Mute her mic. So first she's like, you know what? Now you get no time. Move your mic. Mute her mic. Now watch.
Esther, go.
Maybe we didn't all survive.
Yeah, maybe we didn't.
Then get out. Okay, okay. Then get out. Then get out. I'm so tired. Esther, then get out. Then Esther, I don't care. Esther.
Look at you. You keep saying
Because you were being rude. Esther, go. Get out. Esther, get out. Get out of my apartment. Get out.
I'm not gonna do that.
Anywho, Esther, no, you're my.
So Pearl is instructing her to get out of her apartment. She says, "No, I'm not going to leave."
Mike is muted. Get the fuck out of my apartment. Woo! Get out. You're going to be disrespectful the whole goddamn show. Get out.
No.
Yeah, I'll call security. I'll literally call security.
Because that's very rude.
No, can you call security? No, because you are being rude. Because you are over-talking me. Oh my God. Call security. Get her out.
Anyway, so you guys can follow me at Sophie.JoyX on Instagram. I'm going to be doing a lot more podcasts and political media stuff. And yeah, I hope to. This was a lot of fun. And yeah, can't wait to do more.
Look at Destiny.
Oh my God.
Because it's not fair. I'm so sorry. This don't bitch. Invite me into your house then try to disrespect me by kicking me out. I am sorry. I'm going to have my voice. No, so if we're going to be here, security, we're all going to talk because we're not going to do that. Now. That is very disrespectful. That's the ultimate disrespect. How dare you invite me to your house and then try to kick me out? Because I'm trying to tell you how I feel about how you're treating me.
Check it out.
I'm not embarrassing myself. It's just so rude.
It really is. I'm
actually trying to help you out.
This is so funny.
Just allow it.
But can I just say one last thing?
No, get out.
Can I just say one last thing?
What the hell? You're saying it already.
You said that, like, this is like.
Okay. Hey, headphones.
Sorry. I guess.
Just watch till the end, folks. And then there were three.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Put it on me, bro.
Hey, listen. Hey, big up to top producer, big up to Pearl, big up to myself, big up to Destiny, big up to the last remaining guest.
Sophie,
yeah?
Oh my God.
And yeah, man. This is just a little message to all you ones who want to go and do podcasts, bruv. It's not easy, bruv.
Let them know. Let them know something.
So just know it is. And yeah, go subscribe to my channel, bro. Yeah. This happens a lot on my channel as well.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, even more. So go subscribe, King Riches, right now, yeah? Go subscribe to my channel right now. Yeah, if you like drama like this, go subscribe to my channel right now.
See this shit?
I feel like I won the Hunger Games.
Huh?
Well, hold on. We just said that with four of us here. Okay, I don't know.
I'm the last standing girl.
You know what's crazy? This is, I swear to God, this has never happened in my year of shows.
Bruh, you just got peaked.
Anyways, okay, guys. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. Okay, guys. Thank you for watching this shit show.
Okay, and so that's what happened. So now, as you can see, she's wearing the same thing. So this happened in the immediate aftermath. This happened in the immediate aftermath of the show.
For people that just joined the live, so basically I'm at Pearl's studio. I'm at her reception. Basically, because she had Destiny, he's a big streamer in America. So me and Pearl, we don't get on. However, I am able to put my disdain aside for entertainment purpose. Pearl reached out to me. Esther, we've got Destiny coming on. We would like you to come on. I thought about it. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the disrespect that Pearl has. So I wasn't going to do it. But I spoke to my friends, I spoke to like people in the entertainment industry, they're like, do you know what, you should do it. And you know what, it makes sense. In terms of my career, I should be able to deal with people.
Career? I'm sorry, Esther, you have a career? Pearl, what are your thoughts? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Even if I don't agree with them, as long as I can nicely tell you, you are being disrespectful. But I've never witnessed this in my life. I am not a rude person. Like, I'm not a person to go and smoke with people. Unless you are rude, then I will call you out. So I'm talking the whole podcast. Pearl keeps going, Esther, you need to learn to listen. Esther, you over-talk everybody. Esther, I'm thinking, if you don't want me to fucking speak, why did you invite me on this podcast?
See,
I said to her, Pearl, I'm not going to lie, yeah? You just need to learn to be a bit more respectful to people. Even if you don't like the stuff they're saying, don't be saying things like, oh, you need to learn to listen. Esther, you overtalk everyone. Just learn to speak to people. That's all I said. I wasn't even on smoke. That's the thing. I'm not an angry person. Like, I was literally just like, please. And I did the same thing.
She said, please. She didn't say please not one time, guys. She didn't say please not one time.
The same thing to, what's his name? King Riches. King
Riches.
When King Riches pissed off that girl, I said, King Riches, you need to just take accountability and just calm down, stop getting pissed off, and actually just listen to people. If you're triggering people, just can't, like, listen, stop triggering people. Just be a bit more respectful. That's it. I'm all about just respecting people. So that's exactly what I've done with Pearl. I just said, just like I said to King Riches, if you're saying things that upsets people, just stop it. And I said to Pearl, right now, the patronizing things you keep saying is very disrespectful. I don't like it. You invite me to your podcast, and I'm telling you, it's quite disrespectful. I don't like it. Please, can you stop doing that? Now, this girl's telling me, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
It hurt me. Oh, my God. And my jacket. Oh, God, it hurt me. She said, get the fuck out of my house, that girl. It's like I should just contact Baba right now. Like, I should just contact Baba. Like, Baba, I'm not going to deal with that girl. Because I am so fucking angry. How dare you? Oh, no, honestly, I'm actually so pissed. I'm so pissed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Someone will teach her a lesson. I feel like someone needs to teach her a lesson. I feel like we need to come up with a plan because that's fucking out of order.
I'm sorry. Someone needs to teach her a lesson. We need to come up with a plan. If I'm not mistaken, that sounds like a threat to me. Not only does that sound like a threat, that sounds like somebody is inciting violence against another person.
I'm so sorry. Oh, you guys are still here, you okay?
Yeah,
come! Can you guys come and say something?
Sure.
Can you talk about what happened in there?
It was crazy, Chow.
Ooh. Can you guys say your honest feedback?
Oh
as
my
to what
god.
Is I had that, a lot of fun. It was.
Is that a blue pea coat Destiny has on? Alright, Destiny. Okay. Alright.
Hilarious.
No, talk
she
about that scenario.
Getting kicked off.
Me getting kicked off. Please, can you comment on that? Because I'm actually fuming. Do I have a right to be annoyed?
No.
I think that the biggest problem is when the host is talking, if you keep talking over, the show kind of like descends into chaos. I think that was the issue she was running into.
So was it just me talking about people?
No, there were a few people. It wasn't just you.
So
I think everybody
exactly. Talking about
the most.
Everybody, that's what you do on a podcast. You speak.
Well, yeah, but if you keep talking about the host, everyone's going to, everything falls apart.
That's what everybody did.
Yeah, and they all got kicked out.
Don DeMarco Destiny. There it is. There it is. He's like, oh, everybody did it. Yeah, they all got kicked out. That's exactly right. Look, she got shit to say now. Look, he hit her with the two-piece.
People talking about speaking over people. At some point, you were speaking over people.
And Cambridge was quiet most of the podcast. I was quiet for quite a bit, and I had my speaking time. Even Auntie was talking a lot, but she wasn't talking over people. I think that the main issue is that, this would be my advice for shows, is that a lot of people talk over a lot of people, but when the host starts talking, you gotta chill. Because if you talk over the host too much, that'll get you kicked off almost anything, I think. That's usually what people... So even if you see a lot of people talking over each other, when the host starts talking, you gotta chill, otherwise, yeah, I think shit gets fucked for me.
Thank you! Thank you! Street Fighter 88 says, what the fuck is Destiny doing there? She is at the reception area of where Pearl lives. And they just got done with the podcast. They said their goodbyes. And that's why the two of them, they're on their way out. And she's like, oh, you guys are here, huh? Fucking.
That's just what I've seen.
I'll show
this one.
So do you think I was in the wrong in that situation?
I think so, just because it was her podcast, it was her house. There's a certain, sometimes she does have the right to talk over.
I do like that blue pea coat he's got on, man. That's actually pretty cool. I like that. I don't know, maybe Destiny's not as bad as I thought.
Because she's the host. No, I'm not saying, no.
And I heard what you were saying, but...
But my point is, I just said, Pearl, you need to stop saying things like, wait, you need to learn to listen.
Well, you do.
That is very patronizing.
It is, but it's her show.
So and because it's her show, she can be disrespectful to people.
No, that wasn't disrespectful, sweetie.
Is that how you guys think she thinks?
I think
run?
There was another way to go about it rather than it to turn into...
How can I have gone... I literally said it.
See, this is the problem, is that... Esther wouldn't shut the fuck up. She just wouldn't shut the fuck up. Barbox with the $2 super chat says actual toddler. Yes, exactly. Guys, women grow old, but they never grow up. Black Lemur 2009 says this ratchet will never take accountability. Uh-uh. No, this woman will never, ever, ever own up to her end in situations like this. It's always somebody else's fault. Always somebody else's fault.
In a nice way, Pearl, please can we stop saying, oh, Esther, you don't listen.
I think how else can I have done that? It's hard when the cameras are rolling and for her to, yeah, I'm not sure. It was very messy. But
I think if you have problems with the host, I think the best way to bring it up is afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but we tried. Me and
but
Pearl,
if you do it on the show,
friends.
The host is always going to win. It's like fighting with the cops. You're never going to win.
Destiny's stupid. Oh, my God. Yes, that is like fight with the cops. Like, you're not going to win that one, fam.
Because she's the host.
Oh, my
God. She's disrespectful to people.
No,
in a way, yeah. Well, no. Yeah, she can be. And then at that point, you either leave or you, yeah. Because it's their show. You're like in their kingdom. It's like their world.
You know what it is? Because you know what Pearl is.
Are you guys listening to this? Because you are the host of a podcast, you can be disrespectful to people. Sorry, where does that make sense?
That makes sense. That's how it's like if you're in somebody else's house, they can be disrespectful to you.
It's like
right?
Your boss at work. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, your boss at work, yeah. If you go into somebody else's house and they're like, I don't want you to do...
You invited me to your show. I wasn't being disrespectful to her. I just said, Pearl, please, can you stop doing this whole, Esther, you need to learn to listen.
Jay Blaze makes the best point so far. Pearl handed her a million sub platform. This bitch, guys, this bitch has no idea. This bitch has no, a Barbox says with a $2 super chat says, this reminds me of Blueface's bulldog of a girlfriend. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Ay, ay, ay. Dude, Krishan, oh Jesus, don't get me started on that. But yes, Jay Blaze makes a very good point. He makes a very good point. Pearl put this girl on her podcast. Pearl has almost 1.25 million subscribers. She's at 1.25 million, y'all. If she's not there, she's probably pretty close. This girl, dude, this woman has the opportunity to be in front of millions of people. And every time she was on there, she showed her ass. And now she's trying to get validation for it.
Listen, it's quite patronizing. That's all I said. What was I being disrespectful?
I don't think that was the problem. I think it was trying to talk over her for over and over and over again.
Yeah, but she was trying.
There it is. There it is. Thank you. See?
Talk over me as
yeah, but
girl.
She's old. It's her show.
Oh, so it's okay. She can be disrespectful to me, and I'm supposed to stay there.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
Well, anyway, say bye to everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I'm gonna,
bye.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was lovely meeting you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you know the reason? Like, listen, guys.
Yeah, what?
This is the only reason I came here today.
Okay.
Cause I watch his content here and I proper rate him.
D- didn't she just say at the beginning of the podcast that Destiny is a big YouTuber in the United States and I don't watch him?
I was like, do you know what? Me and Pearl don't get on. Like, me and her, we've had that little
look at Destiny. Look, you see Destiny. Look. Destiny is trying his level best not to be in this shot. Watch.
Bye.
Watch it pull out. Watch this. This is funny. Yeah. Watch this shit. Anyways, look. Destiny's like, all right, see. Then she pulls him back in. He's like, all right, now watch.
This is the only reason I came here today.
Look.
Because I watched the content.
Watch Destiny. He's like,
I was like, do you know what? Me and Pearl don't get on. Like, me and her, we've had that little.
Yo, Destiny's like, I really don't want to be here right now. He's like, okay, I'm leaving. Can I leave? Oh my god.
But she told me Destiny's coming
look at
on.
Destiny.
I would have to come on. And that's
yo,
the
Destiny's
reason
trying to, like,
I fucking
slip out
came
the
today.
Back. Yep, that's it. He's out.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'm a fan.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yo, Destiny said, see ya. Yo, Destiny was like, I don't want anything to do with this nonsense. Hell to the no.